This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, all across America on some of America's great radio stations. And special thanks go out to our military men and women who are listening to us right now around the world via the satellite. And our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our Border Patrol, and 911 dispatchers, too, for their service to America. And to all those people that are working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, all those nighttime mechanics, too, thanks for what you do keeping America rolling. And a special shout-out to the Valdosta State University Security Department. And hello to all you guys and gals up there tonight. Hope you're staying out of trouble. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. And without further ado, here she is, Ms. Denise Simon, PoundersCode.com. Hello, come in.
Hello, hello.
Yes, it is all of that and more so. Now, New Zealand and the Prime Minister there has come out and banned all semi-automatic, and she's calling them assault rifles in lieu of the deadly attack. We knew it was coming. The ones that people have, they'll already be able to keep, as far as I know. But
No. Let me help you with all.
Go ahead.
They expect new legislation, which is probably under pen and paper now.
Mm-hmm.
And then when the new parliament comes in.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, I think, the first, about April 11th, they will introduce this legislation. It has not been banned yet. It's part of the legislation that they will present to Parliament.
Okay,
now,
because the media has jumped the gun on it, but go ahead.
Yeah.
No, I mean, really, it says New Zealand bans, but go ahead.
Well, I mean, that's really, you know, almost where they're taking it.
Mm-hmm.
So what they're going to do is, they're going to change the laws to determine what is "quote unquote" military style,
right?
Semi-automatic and assault rifles,
mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Including, I would say, the high-capacity magazine. So we'll have to see how it really looks. In the meantime, people can voluntarily turn their weapons in if they choose to do so,
mm-hmm.
But they need to pay some close attention because they're going to have to determine if what they own will end up being illegal once they determine if this thing passes their parliament. So,
mm-hmm.
Yep, this is where they're going to go.
Well, we'll soon know, won't we?
I suppose.
All right. And we also got the word yesterday about prisoner 001, John Walker Lynn, the U.S. Taliban fighter, first one caught, is about to be released. Where's he going?
This is really quite fascinating. John Walker Lynn was he's an American. He was born in California. Somehow he ended up in Afghanistan and Kandahar and fighting with, and he joined the Taliban.
Yeah.
His path before he even got to the Taliban, though, is actually quite interesting because he converted to Islam after watching the movie Malcolm X.
Mm-hmm.
All right. There was, when we went into Afghanistan directly after 9/11, with CIA and a couple of special forces, we went in there under horseback. Remember that?
The horsemen. Obama,
remember Obama made fun of the fact that we don't do swords and horses anymore, but in this case we rode in on horses.
Oh, yeah.
But we had gathered up a bunch of Taliban, and there was a CIA fellow by the name of Mike Spann, who was actually a former Marine captain, and he was there. They were there to interrogate some of these Taliban that they had rounded up and captured. Ended up being an ambush. Mike Spann was killed. And in this roundup was this fellow that didn't look like anybody else, meaning the Taliban. So it turns out it was our little friend here, John Walker Lind.
Mm-hmm.
Long story short, he is in prison in Terre Haute. Now, this was Indiana. Now, this was when we didn't know what to do with detainees or prisoners. You know what I'm saying? We had no idea. This was
right.
So early on. But long story short, he's eligible to be released in May. Now, what do we do? Well, he has not denounced jihad. He still stands with the whole ideology, including with Islamic State. And in 2013, while he was and he's still in prison, with the help of his family and especially his grandmother, he worked to get citizenship in Ireland. So when he's released, his plan is to move to Ireland. Now, Ireland, we don't know where that's going to go, because Ireland would have to give him a passport. Ireland may not do that under the guise of national security, because he refuses to denounce or change anything. About, you know, his prison stay obviously didn't mean anything. But here's the other fascinating thing. While he was in prison, he sued the Bureau of Prisons because he wanted to have the communal prayer abilities to, you know, pray to Allah and all the other stuff. And he actually won the lawsuit. So, yeah, we have some real problems with this cat. Now, if Ireland refuses to take him, then we have to keep him. So the next question is, what's that going to look like? Now, his parents stand on his side in all of this.
All right, hold that thought. And by the way, the movie is, and you are right, thank you very much, Truman, the movie was 12 Strong. And by the way, Scott Neal, who the movie was about him, he was in there. He was one of the Special Forces soldiers. He now has a brewery in St. Petersburg. I've been over there to his place. And just Google him, Scott Neal. You'll find out about what he's doing right now. And they're out and about in the community. I look forward to seeing them during the Wounded Warriors SOCOM Special Warriors Games coming in June to MacDill. I'll be right back with Denise Simon. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are, and I'm the Captain Matt Bruce, and this part of the program brought to you by our good friends at the United States Concealed Carry Association, USCCA. And you know, for just a few dollars a month, the USCCA provides members with upfront funding for civil and criminal defense, as well as access to an extensive list of pro Second Amendment attorneys. So check out my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and while you're there, click on the USCCA logo that's right there. Take a chance at winning a free gun a day. We want to be able to tell somebody in our audience that they were a winner, and you can't do it unless you sign up to enter the contest, if you will. And then if you do become a member, you get $474 worth of free stuff, including the award-winning Concealed Carry magazine that every month will give you discounts and details on new products and whatnot that's coming out. And don't forget that brand new Charter 7-shot 32 caliber revolver coming out soon. Charter Arms. Wow. Can't wait to see that. All right, that's USCCA. Click that link off to Captain's America, thirdwatch.com, the red, white, and blue logo link. Denise Simon, founderscode.com is with us. Hello, come in.
Hello, hello.
Our B-52 bombers are getting busy. Now, first of all, the Air Force is deploying 6 B-52 bombers to the RAF in Fairford, England, where they will spend an undetermined amount of time at the base training with U.S. forces and NATO allies. This coming from Lieutenant General Jeffrey Harrigan. He said that yesterday.
Yepers. So we are there at the RAF Fairford in England. I think we had 6 bombers there. We flew some bombers over the Norwegian Sea, the Baltic Sea, towards Estonia, the Mediterranean, and Greece.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the Strato tanker, as well as a B-52. Now, this is part of what is called the NATO Joint Terminal Attack Controllers. Mm-hmm. That's who we're training with.
Okay.
Okay, and then
The ones in the Baltics, we stayed 95 miles from Russia's territorial waters, but yep, we were over there. And we didn't approach their borders, and Russia hasn't said anything. Well, they can't, really. Okay, and then we trot on over to the South China Sea.
Oh, yeah.
Because we launched some B-52s out of Anderson Air Force Base in Guam.
Yep. And they even flew through there with a fighter escort. One flight, anyway, two B-52s.
And so what they're doing is they're saying that they're trying to familiarize themselves with the Indo-Pacific region.
Yeah, targets. Targets.
So, now we flew a mission on March the 4th, and then we flew another mission last Wednesday on the 13th. So we'll determine if we're going to kind of keep doing this. What they're doing is putting some things in rotation.
Well, the general in charge of all of this has said there will be simultaneous training flights continuing. His words, not mine.
Correct. So, yep. Fine with me. Works for me. The skies are open.
By the way, the Washington Post reported yesterday that U.S. officials have questioned suspected Islamic State militants whose Syrian forces believe have links to the suicide attack that killed four Americans back in January. Now, if this is the case, then kudos to them.
Well, we actually captured several hundreds, I think of 200 or 300. And in that number was apparently some number, and we don't really know what that is, that were involved in that bombing that killed four of our four Americans. So we don't know where they are, but we are interrogating them. So it's almost as though there was a kind of a two-path mission here. One is the capture of a lot of these Islamic State fighters, but the other one is we may have specifically been targeting them in order to see what we could do as some kind of retribution for killing four Americans.
Now, I'm being told that a human rights advocacy group is claiming that they've accused AFRICOM of war crimes involving the bombing airstrikes in Somalia that killed 14 civilians, and they're saying it may amount to war crimes. However, what they're not saying is the people they went after, and these people travel with their families. These terrorists travel with their families. There was a large group of them that we got. Remember when we got 40 of them at one time?
Well, yes. And this is always what those that oppose what the United States is doing, including when it began under Barack Obama, because his drone strikes were got a little on the allegedly reckless side, so a lot of innocents were killed. But as a caveat to all of this, an interesting thing, the International Criminal Court had requested visas, whoever it was that was coming here to the United States, to run an investigation on this very thing, who in our U.S. military needs to be put under investigation for killing innocents, in other words, war crimes. Well, what was rarely, what almost reported not at all, was the fact that Mike Pompeo, along with the Department of Justice, refused their visas. You're not coming here to investigate our U.S. military. But the other thing is, we are not a signatory to the International Criminal Court. So he kind of stopped that one real fast.
Well, that's good, and he should have, because that's nonsensical. And again, these people do this on purpose. We've been told it over and over again, hundreds of times, that they travel with their families and they do it on purpose. So, you know,
well, look, I mean, they know our tactics. I mean, all you have to do is go online and read our you know, rules of engagement, our military code, and, you know, all the other stuff. So they know what to do.
Yep, absolutely. Now, the British Prime Minister, Theresa May, is urging her parliament to back her on Brexit, and also urging the Britons to stand with her. Obviously, the reason they're in the mess to begin with right now is because of the vote that they had about Brexit to begin with.
Look, they don't like the plan. And I don't think Theresa May really likes the plan. A lot of people just don't like Theresa May because they believe it's her plan. Mm-hmm. But nonetheless, we don't know where, all the background is in context.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe they're going to get a better plan. So their parliament has got to make a decision. You either accept this plan or you do a hard break and just, carry through with the Brexit with no plan. Or you delay the vote, or not delay the vote, but go have another one and see if we want to do Brexit again at all. So, it's chaos over there. And I've got a buddy over there that I've interviewed several times for my own radio show, and he predicted virtually every part of this in several interviews that I did with him. So this is where we are, and the parliament doesn't know what to do. The Brits are furious at all of this. They feel like they've been betrayed, which they have. So we'll see where it necessarily goes.
What state receives the least amount of national defense spending? Do you know?
No.
Wyoming.
Okay.
Now, isn't that where our former vice president was from?
Dick Cheney, yep.
Okay, and is it Liz Cheney's now the congressional representative there?
Yep.
All right. Well, she's trying to change that because of the missile silos and the new nuclear warheads and some of the development that's going on. There is some increased activity, if you will, across the northern plains. Some of those missile silos that were left vacant and missiles taken out and whatnot. Well, the ones that are there are becoming active. We're developing some new nuclear-tipped missiles, I was told. Don't know too much about it. Do you know anything about that?
No.
Okay, well, I guess we'll have to wait till we find out more. But I was told that some of those may be going into the Wyoming and the Nebraska and the Montana and those areas, because I remember, especially Wyoming, I remember driving across and seeing the big convoys with those big long trailers that had the ICBMs in them with the Air Force, guards going, about 50 miles an hour down the interstate highway, and everybody being in the left lane going by them. That was something to see those guys.
I bet it was.
Back in the day. All right. But anyway, I thought I'd just throw that out there about Wyoming. But now it looks like as if some more money is being spent there. And, oh, by the way, the states that get the most money are California, Virginia, and Texas.
Yes, sir.
Florida's in there just right behind them, but not right there to begin with. Okay, well, I'm going to let you go, and you have a good day, and don't try to write too many articles.
All right.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. We appreciate her very much, FoundersCode.com. Go there, check out her website, find out all the different things that she gets involved in as she does it. All right, we're coming back with our next military news segment on the Captain's America Third Watch. We are broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, all across America. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In a speech at a military tank factory in Ohio, President Trump has again criticized the late Senator John McCain and his vote against the repeal of the Affordable Care Act.
He said 2 hours before he was voting to repeal and replace, and he went thumbs down, badly hurting the Republican Party badly hurting our nation and hurting many sick people.
McCain died of brain cancer last August.
I endorsed him at his request, and I gave him the kind of funeral that he wanted, which as president I had to approve.
Georgia Republican Senator Johnny Isakson tells Georgia Public Broadcasting the president's remarks are deplorable.
There aren't Democrat casualties and Republican casualties on the battlefield. There are American casualties. And we should never reduce the service that people give to this country, including the offering of their own life.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
And this edition of our Military and Veterans News is brought to you by the National Aviation Academy with two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts, up there in the Boston area, Beantown area, and the other one down here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. And here is more about the National Aviation Academy. And listen up, guys and girls, this is your future.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys and gals, a lot of you are in a dead-end job. You're going nowhere, no chance for the future, a pay raise or a promotion. And I got a great idea for you to help jumpstart your career and your paycheck, too. It's called the National Aviation Academy. Because I want you to check out the National Aviation Academy, where there are two locations, one in Concord, Mass., which is a suburb of Boston, the other in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay area. And in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential. I'll repeat that for you. Unlimited earning potential for growth as a certified FAA aviation maintenance tech. Now, that involves a lot of things. Now, by becoming a member of the National Aviation Academy and going after your aviation maintenance tech certification, you will get tools issued to you. They're good tools, too. You'll be given a uniform. There'll be esprit de corps. You'll find out what it's like to work with a team and to work with other people that are all going towards the same goal. And you can check them out online and schedule a tour for one of their locations by going to NAA.edu, that's NAA.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080. The number again, 800-659-2080. Schedule a tour. Again, the website, NAA.edu, the phone number, 800-659-2080, and always remember to tell them the captain sent you. It will open the door wide open. And you're going to like what you're going to see on the other side. All right. Well, the new Army Warrior Fitness Team competed together for the first time in early March. And not to put too fine a point on it, they crushed it. The Army's new fitness team testing out the new calisthenics and physical regimen that the Army is going to be going through, because they found out they got to do a little change into their game. Now, everybody knows who the wrestler The Rock is, right? You all know who The Rock is. Well, the president yesterday was at a tank manufacturing facility in Ohio, and there was a tank there that was named after The Rock. And it's not every day a tank is named for a particular person, but when that individual is actually built like an armored vehicle, as in the wrestler The Rock, movie star as well, Dwayne Johnson, it just seems to work. And they had a lot of fun with that yesterday. Also, the U.S. Navy is facing a shortfall, and it aims to ink an enormous attack subcontract next month. Now, the U.S. Navy is preparing to sign a contract with General Dynamics Electric Boat and subcontractor Huntington Ingalls Industries for the next tranche of the Virginia-class submarines, according to budget documents submitted to Congress this week. Now, we already know about the 10 new Columbia-class submarines called the Boomers that are coming. These are the Virginia-class submarines that are coming aboard now. And the Navy officials are investigating a fire that broke out on board the mine countermeasure ship Devastator last week, the minesweeper blaze that they had. Thank goodness nobody was seriously hurt. But they want to know how the fire got started so it doesn't happen again. And by the way, a British amphibious warship embarked with U.S. Navy sailors, and it's now slated to operate out of the Virginia port for what officials term a two-week experiment to test new mine warfare techniques with our sailors on board the British ship as they hunt mines that have been placed off the Virginia coast. And that'll be interesting to see what happens there, how our guys operate on the British ships, or that ship in particular, the British amphibious warship. Now, the Air Force is developing a new formula that it hopes will provide a more accurate measure of fitness via fatness. And it could possibly result in a general neutral fitness test for all airmen and women. And we'll see how that works out. Now, the 55th Air Wing at Office Air Force Base in Omaha has canceled the upcoming Defenders of Freedom Air and Space Show because of the massive flood and the damage that swamped portions of Offutt Air Force Base, where they will not be able to get it repaired and fixed in time for the air show. So that's a shame. The air show will have to go at Offutt. Maybe they'll schedule it for another installation somewhere in the central part of the U.S. so people can still come and go and see it, because those air shows are just amazing. The one we have here every other year at MacDill, attended by 100 to 200,000 people, is just out of sight, tell you that much. Air Force reservists are about to get a lot more opportunities to go full-time and get the chance to receive the same pay, benefits, and retirement as active-duty airmen, as Go Active Guard Reserve are being recruited to go into the full-time reservist program, and that program is going to grow. By the way, the debate continues over the safety of the United States Air Force's firefighting foam. Now, this is something I know a little bit about because I also was a hazardous materials training officer and incident commander in the fire service, and we used a lot of the same stuff that the military used. And the new firefighting foam that the Air Force began using in June of 2018 to reduce toxic contamination of groundwater might actually be more harmful to the environment than the chemical agent it replaced, according to the new Environmental Working Group, a nonpartisan, nonprofit environmental advocate. Now, I'm curious to find out about that myself, because if you've got something that's supposed to be better, how could it be worse when it's supposedly supposed to be better? Well, here we go again. Maybe somebody fudged a report. We'll have to find out. Marine Corps is ending the terms PREG or postpartum on promotion photos. In a recent move, the Corps has decided to eliminate the terms PREG, preg, or postpartum on promotion photos of female Marines. And the Coast Guard, the new Coast Guard Station Chief Carlos Hessler's last posting included Depot Bay, Oregon, where vessels must navigate waves breaking through a hole cut in a 40-foot-high rock wall to get in and out of the tiny harbor. And when the seas get rough, that is a tough road to hoe to get in and out of that harbor. Wow. Can't wait to find out what that's all about. By the way, the Defense Department plans to pump $286 million into parts of the defense industrial base identified that are at risk by a major White House report released last year. This is the shipbuilding and ammo industrial base, because they're going to be repairing and fixing and retrofitting the large shipments to tiny suppliers of ammunition components. Qatar, by the way, is planning to order 100 Altay main battle tanks coming from Turkey. Those are tanks that are made in Turkey. So Qatar's going to buy 100 of their tanks for their military. And the United States Air Force has awarded the Boeing Defense Space and Security a $250 million contract to integrate the nuclear-tipped long-range standoff cruise missile onto the B-52H bomber. That's what I was telling you earlier that I never got a chance to finish the story about. That's the long-range standoff cruise missile be integrated onto the B-52H bomber. All right. Coming back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. I'll be right back with more. This is the Captain's America Third Watch broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the captain himself, Matt Bruce.
All right, thank you very much, Mark Walters, and I will be guest hosting Armed American Radio's daily edition this afternoon. It goes on the air at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. You can go to armedamericanradio.org to find out how and where to hear that, and I'll be doing that live from Tampa, Florida, the studio that I'm sitting in. Looking forward to that. I'm going to talk about the new gun laws that are out there, including what's going on in New Zealand, and the gun laws that are coming against gun owners, and the ones that are coming in favor of gun owners, where some states are actually going with open carry now. And there you go. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, sir.
How are you?
Not bad. Now, listen, there's a lot of talk about the Electoral College, and you and I were just talking about this off the air. And I want to play a little bit of an interview that Bill Bennett did, the former morning radio host, as well as former Secretary of Education and drug czar, first drug czar, I believe, that we had. And he was talking about the Electoral College, the importance of it, and then we'll get into what some of these states are trying to do. So here we go.
What do you think about this, that these calls to abolish the Electoral College? You just heard Elizabeth Warren making that call.
Yeah, well, I guess the Democrats might want to get rid of the Constitution next. Might as well, given their point of view. There's a reason there's an Electoral College. The founders thought that we should not be like the French. Alexis de Tocqueville wrote in his great book, Democracy in America, that France is governed by this large entity called Paris, and that it's like the head of the spider, and the other parts are the thin legs. And Tocqueville said the genius of America is that we don't have the country controlled by two large urban masses. And if you have L.A. and New York basically controlling a large part of the popular vote, that's what you'll have. Differences are difference and in different regions of the country, and the founders understood that. By the way, something very few people know, the popular vote was won by Hillary Clinton. However, almost all of that margin was in the state of California. If you take California vote out of it, and I know you can't unless they secede from the union, which I think they're thinking about, the other 49 states, Donald Trump won the popular vote as well as the electoral vote. So it's a tricky business. But I'll stick with the founders over the over Elizabeth Warren. Thank you.
Now, that's true, because if you take California out of the equation, the president won the popular vote.
Listen, without the Electoral College, I really don't see the point anymore. And actually, even why even bother having states? I mean, it doesn't make any sense. The founding fathers also, you know, understood that, we were part of the compromise, trying to get everybody to actually come in and form this union. You're going to get complete states out there, Matt, that as a candidate, national candidate, you won't even go to.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you even campaign? The only places you're going to campaign in is going to be large population centers. That's it. That's it. You're basically going to leave the rest of the country out. And he, that's interesting. He mentioned France.
Yep.
You take a look at the, you know, all the protests that are taking place right now. These are all people from the country coming in to Paris because they're upset with what's going on there and the concentration of wealth that's in that city and how they're running the show. So he's not far off on this. And you do something like this, you're going to disenfranchise a large part of the country. And you want to talk about, you know, the chance of breaking the place apart. That would be it. I mean, it really would. You can't do this. It's great how we have a system set up based upon, the House of Representatives, based upon population. And then obviously each state gets two senators as well. So we can kind of even things out. But this allows, for states, smaller states that have, they do different things. I mean, you take a look at some of these Midwestern states that are agriculture states. No, they might not have huge cities there, but you know what they call it? The bread box of America.
Sure.
This is where we get our food from. Are they any less important than areas that have larger populations? I mean, it's silly.
Sure. And I'm talking to Chris Markowski at Watchdog on Wall Street. Find out more about him by going to his website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. Jamie Dimon, rather, you know who he is, right, from J.P. Morgan and Chase. He's the chief executive officer. He said that there is a huge negative hanging over the United Kingdom over the hard Brexit exit and whatever it is they decide to do next. What say you?
Well, right now there is, because nobody knows what's going to happen next. It was really mishandled. The hard Brexit means that there is no deal cut with the European Union and they move on. The sooner that they can get this done, the better off it's going to be. But right now, what you're watching happen is the powers that be, the elites, they don't want to leave the European Union. And they're going to do everything and anything they can to stay in. It's kind of sad, too. It's kind of like, you know, thwarting what the people wanted and voted for. Now they want to do a do-over on the vote. So we're going to do 2 out of 3. I mean, 3 out of 5, 4 out of 7. I mean, how is this thing going to work?
Right. Now, we're watching very carefully what's going on with Boeing and the 737 MAX airliner. The FBI has just joined in a criminal investigation, taking a look at the certification process of the aircraft. And to say that there's a problem with rescheduling of the Boeing jets that have been grounded, the MAX jets, the 8s and the 9s, 175 approximately in the U.S. and Canada, is a rather understatement, because all of a sudden they're really, people are having to scramble because of some of the airlines that are using these planes. One of them in mind is Southwest Airlines.
Yeah, I don't know how they're handling the scheduling right now to bring in some of the other planes into service. airlines are usually pretty good with adjusting things. They're adding more flights with other planes, how it's going to go about working. I think that there's going to be some sort of software update that's going to be coming.
That's what I'm hearing.
That's what I'm hearing. I think that this had something to do with the autopilot and, I don't know, lack of training. There's just not enough information out yet, at least information that I understand that's viable, that's going to allow us to get to the bottom of this.
Now, we're hearing a lot of things, and the mortgage business kind of, new housing starts and whatnot. We're hearing a lot of different things, but we're hearing that the demand for mortgages has hit a two-month high as loan rates are now starting to fall. What are you hearing?
Well, yeah, you got 10 years come way, way down. I don't know if more people are saying, well, yeah, now I'm going to, go out and buy a house now. Maybe. While the mortgage rates have come down, that's possibly the case. From time to time, whether mortgage rates go up or they go down, there's always an adjustment period in regards to the price of the home. If mortgage rates are much, much higher, then you're going to obviously see the price of homes come down because it's just a function of affordability over the course of the month and vice versa.
Now, you know who Pete Morrissey is, right?
Pete Morrissey. No, refresh me.
All right. Well, I believe he's a former congressman. He's also a financial guy. Knows a lot of things that go on. Pete Morrissey. He's on television occasionally, different channels. He's on Newsmax. He's on Fox. He goes on CNBC and whatnot. But anyway, he said that the president now has got to counter the Democrats' socialist views, because a lot of people are sitting there going, well, yeah, there's people got way too much money and they shouldn't have that. We need it. They need to give it to us and we need to tax them and and they don't understand what it is that's going on. You can only tax people to a certain limit before they go, hey, enough's enough. I'm leaving New York. I'm leaving California. I'm going to Florida. I'm going to Texas. I'm going to Tennessee. I'm going to Nevada. Or get this, I'm going to the Caribbean.
Go to the Caribbean. I'm going to Monaco. I'm going to Canada. I'm going to a lot of different places. I don't know. It's hard to counter, I'm giving away free stuff, and that's what it's become. I mean, Elizabeth Warren did a town hall the other day where if you actually used a calculator and added up everything that she was promising, the bill came to over $100 trillion. I mean, we're at the point right now where it's just stupid. Mm-hmm. It's just stupid and stupid money and stupid promises and a whole lot of nonsense. But, a lot of times it works. The state of Florida, what's Andrew Gillum doing right now? He's looking to register,
A million people by 2020.
Yeah. And you know what? It'll work. It'll work. Mm-hmm. It will. The most important constituency out there is the dumb vote.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, I'm not one of these, rah-rah country music Republican conservatives on air that says, oh, I put my faith in the American voter. I don't. Not at all. I said, if you get the dumb people to come out and vote for you, you're going to win. That's all it takes. It's all it takes is you get people who don't know anything, or you engage people who wouldn't be going to vote because they don't give a darn. They're easy to sway. Mm. You're going to win. Because there's plenty of them out there.
All righty, got to let you go. Here comes the music. We look forward to hearing you on your program today. Thank you very much. Talk to you tomorrow.
You got it. Have a good one.
Chris Markowski, The Watchdog on Wall Street. Everybody, The Watchdog on Wall Street. Go to his website, watchdogonwallstreet.com, to find out more about how to hear him and the time he's on near you. And I will be right back with Ron Edwards, the Ron Edwards. We'll be in after the top of the hour news. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.